before obtaining genuine rati, attempts to experience rasa using vibhav, anubhav, sattvika, and vyavicharya bhavas, it becomes imperfect, fragmented rasa. Material rasa is insignificant. Let material literature describe this, and let the materialist enjoyers relish it. The devotee has no interest in this, and discuss the spiritual rasa alone. The differences from Brahma Ras and Paramatma Ras previously mentioned will be discussed later. Now rasa will be clarified by discussing the ingredients. Okay, so first you have to establish the position. One, we're establishing Krishna, he is rasa. So that's the, this is the how do you say, we're dealing with the third point of Krishna, right? So this is the fourth point in Sambandha. So that Krishna himself is the ocean of rasa, the reservoir of rasa, that all rasa is connected with him. So now he's pointed out is that one is then, he says here, progressing through faith, steadiness, taste, and attachment. With faith, one will take up association of devotees, one will then take up the process. So steadiness means steadiness in the process. So that includes steadiness in dealing with devotees, steadiness in practice of the devotional activities. That means then one will have had to remove anartas. So then very easily then the acharya can just go from faith to steadiness, and it's very clear. Right? One can't say, oh, we've missed out a few. No, is that the steadiness means in association of devotees and performance of your bhajana kriya. Right? So therefore then it's called, then that general call would be, means your steadiness is that is nishta bhajana kriya instead of anishta. Anishta means that there's anartas. So then the performance of bhajana kriya and association of devotees won't be stable. That makes sense? We put it because this is how you're going to take up the process. But the point is it's that same process that you're becoming fixed in that we call nishta. Right? Your faith is fixed, your association of devotees is proper, your performance of devotional activities is proper. So that's called nishta. Right? Why? Because the anartas have been removed. Right? So then from there you get taste and then attachment, right? Because unless you're stable in something, then how will that taste and attachment come? Right? Attachment will come when there's taste. When there's taste, then you like that taste, you become attached to that taste. Right? That attachment then deepens into rati. Because then you're starting to deal with very serious, you know, then the relationship with Krishna starts to become very serious. So, so we see is that one is that faith, one is hearing, one is therefore practicing. So when that intelligence and that practice are used, one becomes stable in that, you develop habit. From that then we get realization, right? So that realization is coming in the form of taste and attachment, which then matures into rati. Does that make sense? Same processes are going on. Depending upon how you're dealing with it, you'll divide it up into either less or more. But the principle of Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana still is applying, that Upanishadic method of learning. Right? So now, learning and practicing our love for Krishna, then that is being done in this form. Right? So we divide it up into 9 stages to get to the proper stage. Right? But still it's dealing with the same 3 aspects. Right? Just these aspects are broken up into divisions depending upon the principles. I mean, the details necessary. Does this make sense? Right? That's why we were discussing before about that you have a principle thing, and then there may be 5, 6, 8, 10 different ways that it's used. Right? So the Vastutrayi is many times used only as 2 principles. Because if you have Sambandha and Prayojana, Abhideya comes automatically. Right? Because if there's attachment, you will act. Right? So we don't have to mention it. Right? To make it clear that the quality of it is there, then it's being mentioned. Right? Because that is where, the rasa is tasted. Right? But when we're dealing with the mundane, material rasa isn't so important. Right? So we can say that you're performing the activity, you're getting a taste from that. But that's not what's important. The important is why are you getting that taste? Because you want to perform that activity to get that. Why do you want? Because there's an interest in it, there's an excitement about it. So you remove the excitement, you remove the attachment. You remove the attachment, there's no endeavor. So if you remove the interest in material activities, there is no attachment, there is no endeavor. Does that make sense? So if the Sambandha Jnana is correct, then automatically the Prayojana and Abhideya will follow. Yes?
I always wanted to ask, how can you give up the lower taste without actually getting the higher taste?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're somewhere in between, at least I feel I'm quite new to the movement, and I feel that it's very difficult to, like, trying to control the senses if one also doesn't get really taste in the chant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any solution, like, mm-hmm. intermediate or...
Where are you from?
Germany.
Yeah.
I lived in London for some time.
Okay. So as you have the sadhana bhakti, then means that you're taking out activities that aren't so useful, but replacing with things that are useful. Problem is that many times it's the detail that's the problem, not the principle, right? Having knowledge, you know, having attraction to something, having attachment to that same thing, and then endeavoring to interact with it, that's not a problem, as long as it's Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? But now, if that is not Krishna, then it becomes a problem. Right? Does that make sense? So attraction's not a problem, attachment's not the problem, action's not the problem. It's whether it's connected to Krishna or not, it's the quality of it. Does that make sense?
But that's dependent on the consciousness.
Yes. Yes, it is. But what we're getting at here is trying to separate between the principles are fine. Because right here he's just been explaining rasa. That there's no technical difference in the mechanics of spiritual rasa and material rasa. It's just where the sthayi bhava is applied. Right? If it's applied on spiritual, then it comes out very nicely. If it's applied on the material, it gives a very temporary, you know, interest. Does that make sense? Because the sthayi bhava means what is the stable nature, what is the stable interest. Right? Like Mother Jashoda, her sthayi bhava is parental rasa. That's the stable rasa. Everything else is based around that. Right? So how we identify ourselves in this world, that's the sthayi bhava. Right? Then from that, then when we apply that on the material, it gives us very minimal return. While if that's applied on Krishna, it gives greater return. Does that make sense? Okay. So now, then it's just like this. You had friends. You had interaction with those friends. So having friends, having interaction with friends is not a problem. Right? But joining Krishna conscious, since our friends are Maya, therefore the concept of dealing with friends goes out along with those friends. Understand?